Join me in prayer. Great God of harvest and abundance, we gather with gratitude today, heaping our thanksgiving on these leaves as symbols of this season of thanks. Hear our worship today as an offering, as a sacrifice of praise for you, our God. Amen. Let us stand and sing. I'd like to invite any kids to come up and join me for a moment for children. I know there's kids back there. They were thrown off by the grand entry today, probably, right? All right. I'll sit by myself with my favorite Thanksgiving food here until they come. That's just wrong. It's the whole berry cranberry sauce, in case anybody's wondering. That's better than the regular gelatin, right? Yeah. No. It's a controversial thing, I think. Hey, Ben, come on up, man. There's Piper. How are you guys? You good? Good. How's Piper doing? Yeah, thanks for putting all those dots on all of our leaves. You see, we got them all out on the end of our pews. Yeah. So, why did we do the thing with the leaves today? What holiday is coming up?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And what are you guys going to do on Thanksgiving? What are you going to do? Don't know? Do you?
I'm going to go out of town.
You're going out of town? All right, all right. To Georgia, yeah, good. On the day of, what do we do to celebrate Thanksgiving? Do we make a, yeah, what do we do? We have a big feast, don't we? We have lots of different foods. What kind of foods do you like on the Thanksgiving table? Where's turkey? You love turkey? What else do you, mashed potatoes, yeah, so many good foods, right? Stuffing, or sauerkraut, right? Yeah, you like sauerkraut? Do you like sauerkraut? Really? I love this. Wow. But you know, there's probably some foods on that Thanksgiving table that you don't like a whole lot, right? No? You love it all? Like all the Thanksgiving foods? Anything on there you don't like? I'll tell you what. When I was growing up,
green beans.
Green beans. There you go. I don't like green beans. the canned green beans. Yeah, and when they throw in the water chestnuts, and it's like, what is this, right? I remember when I was a kid growing up, I was a picky eater. There was a lot of things that I didn't like. And so on Thanksgiving, let's see, I didn't want the white turkey meat because it was too dry. I didn't like the sauerkraut. I didn't like the stuffing that Uncle Wally made because he put oysters in it. That was just gross, right? And then there was this food. What's that? Cranberries. Do you like cranberries? No. Do you like cranberries? Yeah? Well, so when I was a kid, I didn't like cranberries at all. At all, you know? And I think it's because they're really tart, right? Is that why you don't like them? They're sour almost, right? Yeah, and so lots of people don't like cranberries. In fact, before you guys came in, I saw some faces out there when I held up this jar that they weren't a big fan of this cranberry sauce either. Can you believe it? But you know what always amazed me about Thanksgiving and all the different foods that were on the table? Even though there were so many foods that I didn't like, at the end of the feast, somebody ate everything, right? There's so much food gone. So somebody liked the cranberries, somebody liked the stuffing, somebody liked the sauerkraut. There's something for everyone. And we can give thanks, right, that there's a food out there for everyone, that we're all so different in what we celebrate and what we enjoy. So all these leaves have different things that people are grateful for and thankful for, and they're all different. And that's what's so cool about Thanksgiving to me, right? So if you join me in a prayer, I have a special gift to send you home with for Thanksgiving, all right? I'll show you after we pray, though. Would you join me in prayer? Okay, repeat after me. God, thank you for Thanksgiving.
God, thank you for Thanksgiving.
Thank you for all the different foods.
Thank you for all the different foods.
Thank you for all of your people.
Thank you for all of your people.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, I got a special food for you. One of my favorite Christmas or Thanksgiving foods to send you home with, your very own cranberry can. All right, Ben's gonna like this though, right? All right, you guys go and enjoy. Don't eat that today.
Thank you. This morning we're going to do an intercessory or responsive prayer for Thanksgiving. I will offer petitions, and when you hear the words, if I can squeak them out, and so together, you're invited to respond, "With joy, we give thanks." So let's practice. And so together, with joy, we give thanks. If you forget that phrase, it's in your bulletin. Join me in prayer. Lord, you are good, and your steadfast love endures forever. We delight in the works of your hand, in the colors of autumn, in the gift of music, and the beauty of artistic expression, in the variety of animals and flowers and trees. We see your hand and give you thanks for the gift of your diversity. And so together, with joy, we give thanks. We delight in the gift of companionship, for love, for friendship, for family. Where would we be without the gift of laughter, of support, of burdens that are lighter because we carry them together? And so together, with joy, we give thanks. We celebrate the abundance in our lives, for shelter, for food, for clothing, for enough. We celebrate that we can share our abundance with those who need it. We offer ourselves and all that we are and have to be your justice and peace. And so together, with joy, we give thanks. We offer our gratitude for a new day, for the breath in our lungs, for the life you have given us. In our offering of simple thanks, we find hope in uncertainty and sacredness in the ordinary. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his teachings, his love, and his grace. In him, your kingdom comes, and through him, we know you. And so together, with joy, we give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today we've celebrated by giving our gratitude to God. We're thankful for what God has done for us and for those people in our lives that support us. But this past week, several volunteers from OPAL, the church tutoring program, we experienced the other side of gratitude. When parents of children who attend the program wanted to say thank you by serving us a special Thanksgiving meal. These families are part of the small Tibetan community in our region and have been regulars at OPAL since its beginning. They made traditional dumplings and offered significant words of gratitude. So this morning, we would like to share some of those words from Tuesday evening with you all because of the ways that all of you support this program and the work of the church. So receive their gratitude and give gratitude until it's habitual. Let's hear from our friends.
Who are here, who have all this delicious food waiting for you. As the Chinese proverb goes, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. I'm the father of two beautiful daughters, Kamal Hatso and Tenzin Quinsets. And they are here attending the Tushins regularly since it's opened. So I would like to express our heartfelt gratitude to you for not only providing them the fish, and also for teaching them how to fish on every Monday night. Your help and care have sparked their joy of learning. Since day one, our kids have shown great interest in attending the tuitions at Ogden Church here. You have been very consistent in making everything like sign-up sheets and learning environment as friendly as possible. We hear the kids chatting among themselves with great admiration of you tutors. It brings smiles to our faces each night when we see the kids returns with something beautiful in their hands. We see that your one-to-one attentions with them is a game changer and have a positive impact on their overall learning impact. Going to Monday Tushi night at Ogden Church here, our kid is like going for a celebration for dance. We don't know if they are attracted to the snacks or for the subjects. but it is really gratifying to see that they look forward to the every Monday tuitions. This is one case where we parents feel we have a touchdown. As Thanksgiving's holiday is approaching, we have prepared and brought here some homemade food, especially for use. And this is our small gestures to express how deeply we feel that you are making a change in the life of these growing young minds through your selfless service. The food we have prepared here today is with love, and we hope you will cherish it. So let me end with a quote by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. When you practice gratefulness, there is a sense of respect towards others. With much respect to you all, thank you very much.
taking your time out of your day to just tutor us. Thank you for guiding me into my studies one by one. I have been taking all your advice that you give and shoved it into my brain. Coming to this church every Monday night has made my life more exciting and colorful. When I enter the building, I feel so compassionate, happy, and thankful to be with all of you. When I came here, I was shy, excited, and nervous. But after coming back here again, I got used to it. I am thankful for all my mentors or tutors for encouraging us and helping us learn. Thank you to all my tutors, Eddie, Joyce, and all others. You guys have been successfully making me learn more. I have been getting more interested in writing and science. I hope you know that I am thankful for you opening this beautiful tutor system for all kids. And I am also thankful to all these teachers you give to us. Without your help, I could never be where I am right now. You are all very touching and kind people. I hope you know I feel so thankful to have you guys. I hope I can repay you in the future.
Prayer. Lord, receive our offerings as sacrifices of thanksgiving. But Lord, may we learn to both give and receive appreciation. And out of this, may our communities grow more deeply connected in joy, in love, in the goodness of your Spirit. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture this morning comes from Psalm 100, and we read it in the narthex before we came into this worship hall, but I invite you to hear it again, this time reading from the paraphrase known as the Message. On your feet now, applaud God, bring a gift of laughter, sing yourselves into his presence. Know this, God is God, and God is God. He made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank him and worship him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever.